I realized I had not done a review of my Nora toy. So I thought I would do that today. And it is a rabbit style vibrator. It's like a really the clit vibrator part. It's really soft and kind of movable. And the interior portion, or the insertable portion, is kind of like a little bit curved up, but the head of it rotates, and it's not as intense as the Aussie that I think was my last toy review. Because the Aussie just like holds a really strong vibration right against my G spot, and this rotates, so it kind of like comes in and out, and so it's different, but it's a very unique feeling. And I haven't really played with a manual button, so I'm gonna try that. I've mostly just done with my phone. And what else was I gonna say about this? I don't know. I'm sure I'll remember at some point. Or not, and it won't really matter. But I was gonna say I can just once I insert it, then I can just like be hands free, and it just will keep going and be very fun without me having to do anything with it if I don't wanna move it around. So that's a nice part of the feature. Right now I'm just playing with my clit with the dildo portion, and just circling my clit softly, playing with my wetness. I did have a request to do more descriptive ramble fap about what I'm doing, so right now I'm laying on my back with my head on my pillow, and my legs are kind of, my knees are bent and open, my feet are touching, and I'm kind of like a yoga pose, I guess, but that keeps my legs from getting tired, and then I can just kind of relax and enjoy being open and I don't always play with my nipples when I do ramble faps. Just when I play with myself in general, I prefer if it's someone else doing it. But I don't kind of feel like it today, so I'm just gonna gently rub my breasts and slowly my nipples. hard so I can pinch them and pull them. Squeeze gently. Keep doing it a couple times. A little bit harder every time. Then I like to pull them. Maybe I'll play with them more after I get my toy going. So I'm just putting my Nora inside me. Gonna turn on the clip vibration first. Just let it sit like that. I can just kind of move my hips a little bit. Breaths a little more. Pulling my nipples a little bit more. While the toy just vibrates on my clit. I didn't turn on the rotation yet. Wanted to try to draw this out, but I have no patience. I think I'm just gonna turn it on instead of waiting. My stomach is always so loud. So hopefully it doesn't bother you too much listening to my stomach growling. Because I don't think it will. In a podcast that I listened to, one of the, I don't know, I think it was a sex expert of some sort, was talking about how most women have a preference of the side of the clit that they like the most for vibrations or rubbing or touching or licking, and so I kind of thought, so now after that I started thinking about it more, and I definitely prefer my left side to be stimulated. And so when I'm using this toy, I am using one hand to kind of push the vibration to the left side of my clit. But I'm just kind of moving it gently, and that's all I'm really doing. I'm not pressing it down yet. Just still letting it lightly lay on my clit. station now. Hopefully it's not too loud for you, because it is a louder toy. And then when it rotates, it kind of moves the clip stimulator around and around. In a really nice way. And this is just on the first setting for both. I don't actually know how many settings there are. I've definitely maxed it out before, but I don't know, like, on my Satisfier. It has, I believe, 10. It's either 9 or 10. I think it's 10 settings. And so I know every time I click the button, I'm going up, and then I can count. But this one I haven't played around with too much button-wise, so we'll just have to see what I feel like, what I can handle right now. I'm just gonna move my hips around to just get that clit stimulator in the right spot. Moving. Kind of want to see if I could, like, maybe come with it just on these first settings. Because it feels really good. But then I also kind of still just want to turn it up, because that's just me. With my thighs for like leverage, I guess. Oh god. Okay, I'm gonna turn up the internal rotation. I'm kind of lightly pressing that clit stimulator down to give it a little more pressure. Oh, that feels good. Oh, fuck yes. I'm just pressing, like, really lightly, one finger against the clit stimulator. And it's just enough to... off. Keep my toys on after I come, and just seeing how long I can kind of handle it and potentially come again. So right now it's okay. It's not too tense yet. I may actually flip over and lay on my stomach because I was reading some stuff about how people like to use this toy like that, laying on their stomach with a pillow underneath their hips, and well, that sounds good right now, so, try that, let's see. Okay, but I think I'm gonna turn this off to do that. Although I don't know how to turn it off without turning it all the way off, I guess. Okay. All the way off. Okay. Okay. Let's try this. First setting again. Does feel good like this. I don't know if I can come without putting some pressure on the clit vibrator, but the rotation's very nice with my ass up a little bit. And it kind of moves like it's like, it's like the toys fucking me. Sorry, I just wanted to see how long this was so far. See if it was getting too long. Oh, okay. Lifting my butt up more. It's very nice. Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay, I'm gonna turn up the vibration. Mm-hmm. really loud now. Moving. I'll turn that up. Okay, so now I'm using my hand to press the clit stimulator further down for more pressure. Get this clit stimulator in the right spot. Oh my god. Sometimes. Oh, it's really intense. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, fuck. See ya. Okay, so it has three. Rotation has three settings. And the vibration has three settings. Oh, the vibration has patterns. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going through the patterns, I guess. Okay, so that's the high setting. And I'm using both hands and putting pressure on the clit stimulator. My joints cracking. Thank you. Inhaling my pillow. Shouldn't have taken a shower right before. Ah, oh, playtime. Oh, because now I really need to cool off. Oh. Yeah, that left me very wet in multiple ways. Is a double review for the Nora. So I hope you enjoyed. How do I stop? Stop it. Always. Always.